This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Good Friday afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny. We are out and about on the road, the Friday Field Trip Series back for 2025, and we are thrilled to be at Honor Brewing in Fairfax. You can come on out and hang with us. We will be here until 6:30 this evening. So as you get out of the office, as you're driving home, if you're in the Fairfax area, this is where you want to be. Rock your burgundy and gold. Come on out and hang out with fellow Commanders fans. Got a great show planned for you today from Honor Brewing, but Danny, feels awesome to be back out of the studio.
We are doing it again, my friend. The Friday Field Trips, they are back. They are back. And speaking of Honor Brewing and Burgundy and Gold, how about home? This is the home. Burgundy and Gold, game day, two-hour live pregame show for all the Commanders away games at their Fairfax location where you and I are seated right now. Our Tookus is seated right here in Fairfax and also their Loudoun location, little alternating type situation. We're Honor Brewing. I've already eaten deviled eggs. I've had Old Bay wings. I'm hydrated. I'm ready to roll, dude. I'm mid-season form right now. Let's go.
Yeah, this feels good. Feels good to get the football season going, and the way that we do that is by going out to bars and hanging out with Commanders fans. At 3:30 today, we'll talk to Matt Maiocco, covers the 49ers in San Francisco for NBC Sports Bay Area. Want to know about Brian Robinson as a commodity for them. Why were they intrigued on giving up a sixth-round pick for B-Rob? Why did they feel like they needed Robinson as insurance for Christian McCaffrey? Speaking to the Commanders, defensive line coach Ryan Kerrigan, one of the top sack artists in team history, will be on the show today at 4 o'clock. Cannot wait to catch up with him. It's been a while since we've had him on, Grant and Danny. I think it might be the first time we've had him on since he went into coaching. So that'll be a good convo. And then we'll preview the Ravens preseason game tomorrow, a noon kickoff in Landover at Northwest Stadium. Jeff Cerebic covers the Ravens, stops by the show at 5 o'clock. So there's a lot coming up on Grant and Danny, but we got to start with the news of the day right off the top. Adam Peters, able to get a sixth-round pick in this upcoming draft for Brian Robinson. Feels like a job well done by the general manager. Danny, whenever the league knows that you're getting rid of a player, shopping someone for trade, and if you can't get a trade done, that you're going to cut that player, getting a draft pick becomes hard. But I think two things became pretty clear in this process, right? Number one, Robinson wanted to try to get on the field and carry the football, and when Washington said, I don't know if that's going to happen here, he was okay with being traded. But number two, if you're the Commanders and you know that this is headed for divorce, you want to get something for him, they were willing enough to take on money from the $3 million he's owed. They're going to pay him a good chunk of his salary just to get a draft pick back. So I kind of view this as, you're going to cut Robinson. We'll pay a couple million bucks for a sixth-round pick. We're fine with doing that as a team trying to build, and they move him out to San Francisco.
Yeah, it tells me there might have been a little bit of demand. I mean, I put demand in quotation marks. This isn't, you know, multiple teams bidding first-rounders or something to that effect. It's obviously, you set the stage very well. This is someone that was going to be off the roster or traded to, you know, quote-unquote, the highest bidder. My guess, just, you know, listening to some smart people talk about this, was this felt like one of those pick swaps. Like, you give us a sixth, you know, or you, excuse me, you give us a seventh, we'll give you a sixth and sort of call it a day, right? Like a difference of 15, 20 slots and we'll take on the player. But I think you said it, like, A, you know, he fits in. Maybe he's the backup. Maybe he's the goal line guy, or maybe he's a short yardage guy spelling Christian McCaffrey. Maybe moves ahead of Isaac Garendo on your fantasy depth chart or whatever. You know, but you pay the premium there. In other words, some cap space that you can afford to give up to make sure you get that draft pick back. And it's another bite at the apple. It's a six-rounder. Nobody's telling you that a surefire Hall of Famer. For every Tom Brady, there's 77,000 guys that are not on rosters. But Kane Medrano's a six-rounder. Maybe he's a special teamer. Maybe it's a way to kind of, you know, fill out your roster. It's throwing a dart, trying to find another crack at it for, you know, some cheap fill-ins here as this culture gets built and they need more and more picks as they've assembled so many veterans. To me, it's a winning move. Like,
when,
that is a really good move.
When you're going to cut a guy and you can get a draft pick
and you
for
get
it,
something back, yep.
It's a slam dunk. Mm-hmm. And by the way, a seventh-round pick would have felt that way.
Yeah.
Even if the 49ers are a Super Bowl caliber team and they plan on being a power in the NFC, they think they can make a deep run, which means, you know, all of their picks will be at the very back end of each round. So what? So a sixth becomes effectively an early seventh. A seventh is essentially an undrafted free agent. You know, they have injury issues every single year. They have these years where they bottom out. There's some questions about the 49ers after losing Deebo Samuel. Brandon Ayuk is hurt. Christian McCaffrey is a guy that's really difficult and complicated to keep healthy, I would say. So, you know, more is going to be on Brock Purdy's plate. We don't know exactly what the 49ers are going to be this year. But getting a pick back is the win when the secret is out. They did as good a job as they could. None of us knew 10 days ago, 7 days ago,
right,
that they were completely done with Brian Robinson. That's a huge deal. And around here, that has not been something front offices have done for years. When they hated a player, you knew it. And they did a really bad job at building up value. I don't necessarily think that they wanted nothing to do with Brian Robinson, but it is very obvious they liked Rodriguez more. They think Crosky Merritt will help them more. They were kind of getting out of and done with B-Rob. You didn't know it. This is what grown-ups do. This is what real general managers do. It leaks because the agent or someone around the league lets a reporter know, hey, do you know Washington's calling people trying to trade Brian Robinson? So you're not going to be able to keep a secret in perpetuity. I get that. But to your point, getting the draft pick back, when you think about it from San Francisco's perspective, tells you that other teams wanted him. We've heard the Browns were interested. The Saints have apparently been calling on running backs this week. The Dolphins were linked to Brian Robinson. I don't know if that was authentic or not. It wasn't from a reputable reporter, but it makes some sense to me. So I'll bet you there were three or four teams, yep, Washington was talking to. And if you're the Niners, you go, we're low enough in the waiver wire. If we want this guy as insurance for McCaffrey, let's just give up a late-round pick and get him. And for,
yeah,
B-Rob,
just
what a landing
it.
Spot.
Yeah.
Shanahan running scheme. McCaffrey never plays a full season. Team that might compete for an NFC championship game appearance. He could have ended up in Cleveland or New Orleans, man. This is a huge win for him.
It certainly is. And I think Miami would have been a decent destination as well. Mike McDaniel can coordinate him some running games. And Devin Achane is already banged up, just to your point. But, yeah, I would say that's a good landing spot. And people would look at that and go, what are you talking about? Christian McCaffrey's the bell cow. He is. They're going to go.
Until?
Exactly. They're going to go as long as Christian McCaffrey can give you Christian McCaffrey. So they're going to be judicious with how they utilize him, right? I mean, this is someone that seems constantly banged up, and the offense suffers. I mean, the days of Elijah Mitchell or whoever's next up automatically being plugged in and getting 200 total yards because Kyle Shanahan's a genius, it may be behind you at this stage. So maybe McCaffrey turns into more of a 15 to 16 touch per game guy instead of 20 to 25. And even still, there'll be games that he misses, et cetera. Brian Robinson went to a good place. The totals, I think, will be good. Again, playing in that effective of an offense, even though they can't find a receiver to stay healthy for more than an hour and a half, it seems like they're in San Francisco. But, yeah, I mean, you know, there aren't many better offensive minds in this league. And if he wants you, that probably means there's good reason for it. What's your over-under totals for him in terms of rushing attempts? I thought like right at like 110 to 120 somewhere in
see,
there.
See, I think it's impossible because it's so different with or without healthy McCaffrey. If McCaffrey is healthy, he's a three-down back that really doesn't come off the field when they're cooking. Inevitably, though, he's going to miss time, and then I think B-Rob actually will get a bunch of carries. So I think it's very possible he gets over 100, probably less than 150 attempts. But they'll play him for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's face it, I mean, if Christian McCaffrey goes down, Robinson's like a fantasy stalwart.
Yep.
I mean, this is a 16, 17, 18 carry a game guy who's going to get goal line touches probably. Now, what's he going to do with those? I think it's probably still 60 to 80 yards. I think it's still 3.5, 4 and kind of, you know, plodding physical bruising back. He's going to hit a lot of singles with those carries. That is what Washington is trying to avoid. That's the game they're trying to get out of, I think. They want explosiveness. They want some open field wiggle. They're looking for playmaking. And they are going to give Krosky Merritt an opportunity to become that guy. I also think just in the way of what Brian Robinson does, they feel like Chris Rodriguez can give them a little bit more. Have you seen any of the data on the speed that he was clocked at on his carry in the preseason against Cincinnati?
No.
So he had the 40-yard run, and he clocked at a time that was faster than anything he ran last year, which has apparently also been the case at practice with the chip data that they have. All these guys wear these, like, what are they called, stat score or something? It looks like training bras or something that they walk off the field with. And it's basically, like, allows the team to really have all the information that they want on these players. But he's faster. He has lost weight. He is more slender. I think a big part of this that we haven't talked about, while everyone's been throwing the Jacory Krosky Merritt party, understandably, is they're fired up about Chris Rodriguez. They love what they saw all offseason from a guy who flashed last year. We'd be remiss, though, real quick, Danny, if we did not talk B-Rob for a second. This guy's done nothing wrong at any point.
This is the point
there
I was
is
bring
a
up.
Little bit of vitriol, it feels like. I don't want to say celebrating, but there is a little bit of venom or hostility or something that I feel like, good riddance, see you later. What did he do wrong exactly? This is a guy as a rookie who immediately became a starting caliber player, overcame, by the way, being shot in the knee while trying to pick up takeout in Washington, D.C. as the victim of a violent crime, comes back 4 weeks later, runs out of the tunnel to 50 Cent Many Men. It was one of the coolest scenes ever with
amazing.
The smoke all around him. He was a fan favorite. Now, since then, I think we've got enough data to say this is a very average NFL running back who was taken in the third round. But he's been a good soldier. He has run really hard. He has put together some huge plays and some big touchdowns for this team. I wish him all the best. I think he's been a pretty model citizen from what I can tell. Obviously, his marriage with the team soured extensively. Seems to me like he did not take this news well over the last several days. Because to go from on the team getting first-team reps to basically not a part of the team and my head coach is having to address my teammates to say I won't be around anymore, that sounds like something went sideways.
Tells you something, yeah.
Something was not good when they made the announcement to him. But he's not the first guy to take this poorly if that's what happened.
For sure. And just to, and again, this is – As you and I have gone back and forth and talked to so many invested fans and listeners and Twitter fighters or whatever about the Terry McLaurin situation, it's why one of my axioms is I do not blame anybody for trying to get as much or more in contract stuff. I don't. I will never be mad at someone that says I need to try to get more. Now, where I do get mad is when it's time to play football and you're not doing that. There's a push and pull there. But in terms of that, again, the example I always used to use was Marcus Washington. All he was effective until he wasn't, and they said, thanks, bye. Same thing here.
Tough league.
A physical downhill bruising runner was physical downhill and bruising, took on a lot of contact, got injured a little bit, may not be the fastest anymore. So they said, thanks, we got a bunch of much cheaper, younger players we're going to go with. And I'm criticizing the team at all. Because the point is to do the build, the field, the best 53 you can, and try to win as many games as possible and get to a Super Bowl. So while I think it's a certainly defensible and even correct decision to a degree to not make him the feature back, and then if he didn't take that well, by all means, move on from him. But it's a reminder, as you said, how ruthless and fast this league goes. And if he slipped in public and had some kind of injury and he couldn't play, the game's still going on. They're still going to take place with or without you. And it's always a reminder of how harsh and unforgiving this league is on all fronts. So, yeah, I don't begrudge a player trying to get more when they can, and B, don't fault the team at all for making the team better today.
Well, I have zero issue with trading Brian Robinson. I would have had no issue with releasing Brian Robinson and getting a sixth-round pick. Knowing that he's on his way out is value and is a win as far as I'm concerned. They've got a deep room. It's not a quality, star-laden room. It's a quantity room. Think big league rotation with fourth starters, basically. Austin Ekeler in his role, if he's healthy, is an above-average piece as a pass-catching back. We had a lot of questions last year. I think a lot of us in this fan base did. How much does he have left? Can he still be elusive? Can he still make people miss? Yes, yes, and yes. Now, I guess he's a year older, and you can have some of those questions again. But I saw enough to feel really good about Ekeler and his role. I wouldn't add a ton of work on first and second down if I could avoid it from a durability and age standpoint. But in his third down, two-minute, four-minute, you know, passing at the end of the half, getting up the field, getting out of bounds, burning some timeouts role, I think he's going to be very effective. Then you draft Kroski Merritt in the seventh. They think he's a third or fourth round talent. If Kroski Merritt was a third rounder, would anyone have batted an eye about any of this?
No.
Right? Everyone's going, was the Bill, seventh round pick? They didn't think he was a seventh round pick. I've mentioned Rodriguez, and then at the back of the depth chart, I know that there's a Jeremy McNichols in a lot of buildings, that a guy like a Demetric Felton, who doesn't have a carry in the league the last couple of years, or even a Kaz Allen, who's a prospect who's been around for years, now is an undrafted free agent. Those types of guys are everywhere. But they feel okay about having a couple of them on the practice squad and still having five or six backs that they trust in their building. So this, to me, is a perfectly reasonable thing that they're doing. I know some are viewing it as a bit of a risk. That's only because you haven't seen Kroski Merritt do it. It's only because you are a Rodriguez injury away from struggling with some depth. And if that were to happen, they'd have some tough questions to answer. But I think that there's probably more to this than we know behind the scenes. And they're going to be classier than a lot of the previous regimes where we'd find out about those things. Where I'm not saying he was a bad guy or anything, but he wasn't their guy. And as the year went on last year, you heard Chris Russell, some other people mention, they were having meetings, they were talking to him about how they wanted him to run and what he needed to do differently. This always made sense to me that they were going to go in a different direction at running back. The reason we kind of moved on was because they had an offseason to do it and they didn't. And you and I remember talking as they were getting ready for minicamp, we're like, really? They didn't draft a guy in the first six rounds. They didn't sign a notable free agent. I guess they're Team B-Rob. We didn't think they were. We just then assumed they had to be if that was their offseason. But when you actually look at it now, Kroski Merritt, based on how he's performed, they never really viewed as just some seventh-round type player.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Rodriguez, we thought they viewed as like a roster bubble guy. They viewed more as B-Rob Light. You know, just another version of him. So no problem with what they did. Surprised they got a sixth, but obviously they're paying for it. They're literally paying salary to B-Rob to make sure that that pick comes back.
And it's, again, that type of stuff to me, I know it goes hidden under the radar, and the sixth-round pick that they get next year, in all likelihood, doesn't turn into anything. But that's not the point. The point is it's a process deal. That's why you hoard cap space. That's why you try to make smart deals. That's why you try not to overpay, you know, whenever possible. You can kind of keep your powder dry for moments like that where you're literally buying a draft pick. I mean, that's really what it is. For a guy that you were going to cut that was gonna, isn't part of your plan, you could spend a little bit of cash against the cap, which you have a cushion to do, where now you can buy that draft pick, a bite at the apple. He may turn into a star, that sixth rounder. May turn into a special teamer. May turn into someone that we never think about ever again after he was drafted. Doesn't matter the process part. You just keep doing the right thing enough times in a row. You stack enough of those right things, right decisions, become right days, become right weeks, months, years. You got yourself a good organization. They are well on their way to doing that. I thought that was a really savvy, smart move they were able to pull off today.
Danny, we're live at Honor Brewing in Fairfax. Looking forward to seeing listeners as they get out of the office today.
This is an awesome spot right out here, right in the shopping center. Plenty of parking. This place kicks all kinds of butt. Food is delicious. This spot right here. Burgundy Gold Game Day, two-hour live pregame shows for all the Commanders away games between this location here in Fairfax and their Loudoun location as well. Come see them. Come hang out with them. This place is awesome. So many beers. So many beers, GP. Not that you and I can do that. We're working.
How many beers?
Point. Many. I've seen many.
The wife came with the kids. Mm-hmm. I noticed that she was enjoying a cold beverage that was like that kind of beerish color.
Like an alcoholic beverage?
I think it could have been alcoholic in nature.
Oh, my gosh.
Very possible.
What?
How did we get here with Brian Robinson? Let's get into that next. Also, let's open up the phones for you guys. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Do you feel okay about the idea of trading him? And how do you feel now about getting a sixth-round pick for a guy about 10 days ago that we all thought was about to carry the ball a couple hundred times as the lead back for the Commanders? We are live at Honor Brewing in Fairfax. We'll be here until 6:30. This is The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Robinson walks in, touchdown Washington. And a really impressive answer for this young Commander team.
Generally speaking, when you gave Brian Robinson the ball on the goal line, he was going to plunge into the end zone. That was certainly a strength for him. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Got to say thanks to our buddy Kia Kondori from Kondori and Murrah.
We literally just saw him.
He just came through to say hello. We're about a mile from their offices. You can go to kmlawyers.com. They're the exclusive sponsor of our show.
Love those guys.
And so as they celebrate their 10-year anniversary, he was just telling me they're throwing a nice little get-together for some of their colleagues and a little celebration. But we were close, so he came on by in the break and said, what's up? I told him, I said, we're probably not in let's – kick back and have a couple of cold ones mode just yet?
No, he's still in his three-piece suit. By the way, you notice the third piece? That's when you're thin and handsome, you can do that?
I haven't ever worn a three-piece suit because of one of the words you just said in there that are important to that process.
Yep.
But I'd love to wear a third piece at some point. That would be nice.
I also am too hot all the time. I'm always hot. And that third piece is a layer. I mean, like, when you're wearing the suit, you're already, like, not in a cool place generally, right? It needs to be, like, a 40-degree day where I can be like, okay, I won't be inside too much where it's like in the 70s because I'll be schwitzing if I get a third layer on there. I can't do it.
We are on site at Honest Brewing. You should come on by at Honor Brewing, and hang out with us. We are in Fairfax. Honor Brewing, they've got all the beers you could ever want. They also have delicious wings. They've got a great menu. They got some healthy options as well. So Honor Brewing, check us out. We will be here until 6:30 today. And we found this out during the break. We did not even know this. We have the opportunity for a listener to win tickets to tomorrow's preseason game.
Literally, we're giving away tickets to the game.
We have four tickets to the Commanders and the Ravens at Northwest Stadium to give away. So if you're on site listening to us in the bar right now, you can come fill out a form right up here, your name, your information. If you are in the area, you want preseason tickets for four tomorrow, swing by, say hello, and fill out one of these cards. We are giving away tickets today on Grant and Danny. But back to the news of the day, Brian Robinson traded to the 49ers for a sixth-round pick. Feels like a job well done by Adam Peters for a guy that we all knew was not going to be on the team. It's one of those where he's either getting traded or cut, and almost always that ends with a guy getting cut. Not this time. They got a pick for him, and a sixth-rounder no less. Let's go to Zeke in Southeast. Zeke, what do you make of how we got here with B-Rob? It all escalated quickly.
Hey, okay. How you guys doing? Love your show.
Appreciate you.
Let me just add another theory, okay? I think coming into training camp, they probably, you know, said, okay, let's look at the other backs. And the way that C-Rod came on and then adding Bill to the addition, I think they could cover everything that B-Rob was doing. But I think the reason why, though, is different. I think they're looking at if he had a good year this year, he's going to want a bigger contract. Next year, maybe $5 to $10 million. And they didn't want to spend that when they got pretty much they can use a combination of the guys they got to get the same production. What do you guys think about that theory?
So appreciate you, dude. I would say this. If they thought he was going to have a big year, they would have dealt with that. Does that make sense? Like if he was in line for a good season, maybe his best year of his career where he goes over 1,000 yards, say has double-digit touchdowns, then and you don't want to pay him, you let him walk, you get a comp pick out of that, right? I mean, they certainly would have welcomed a guy in a contract year that they're not interested in long-term having a nice season. I don't think they would have been under any obligation to then, you know, turn around and give him a massive raise, $5, $6, $10 million, kind of what you're talking about. I mean, I understand the point, but I don't think that was in their line of thinking there, GP.
I think that if they were confident that he had something in the tank they didn't see last season, you'd wait till the year started to see what it looks like, at least. The NFL trade deadline has escalated the last couple of years, not to the level of Major League Baseball or the NBA, but we do now see real markets get established. Look at just the last 72 hours in the league.
Yep.
Go back to Friday. There have been seven or eight trades. It's happening more and more as the GMs that were the old guard in the league where you didn't really trade players that much have left and newer, younger guys like Adam Peters have started to take over. You're starting to see this league operate very differently from a trade market standpoint. So I think if they felt that Brian Robinson was going to be able to help them a lot, he'd be on this team. They're trying to win a Super Bowl. They were in the NFC Championship game last year. They're trying to maximize Jaden Daniels' rookie contract before he gets paid. They're not in the business of adding picks and getting rid of helpful pieces. See, the antithesis of that with Laremy Tunsil, the opposite of that with Deebo Samuel. They look at last year and they go, rushing DVOA, the per-play efficiency metric, based on down, distance, score, and opposing defense. And they go, in order, this is how our guys ranked. Chris Rodriguez, drop-off. McNichols, drop-off. Eckler, significant drop-off. And then at minus 4.2%, Brian Robinson, fourth. I think we could be okay without him. And my guess is if he was Mr. Commander, if he was doing it the way that, you know, behind the scenes, like whatever they label him, he's a commander, mm-hmm. he's core, foundational, Jeremy Reeves-type piece, maybe you just grin and bear it. He's not making a lot of money, but he's not your guy. You've had enough meetings with him along the way trying to shift the running style. He's probably not a great fit. As we've said, dating back to last year with Kingsbury, you're going to be okay moving on without him. Now I get a sixth-round pick. Decision gets a whole lot easier. Let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067. You want to jump in. Mark is in Largo. Mark, we're out at Honor Brewing in Fairfax today. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy. How you doing? I kind of knew this was going to happen a week ago when you shot me down, but... And I said it was going to happen. Let me ask you this. Let me say this, though. You know, Grant and Danny, everyone talks about the Commanders won they won games where they had one-score games, and I get it. But I look at this a different way. The New Orleans game, if Brian would have ran better in the New Orleans game, it would have been a two-score game. I think the Atlanta game, if he runs better in that game, I think it's a two-touchdown win for the Commanders. In both games, I don't think they're close. I don't think it's an overtime game. I think when you look at his running style and how Jaden had to do everything. He made the games closer than what they should have been. And I kind of knew coming into the season. I don't know why they didn't do it this offseason, to be honest with you. But I kind of knew coming into the season that they were going to move away from him, because in a way, if you really, really look at those games, those one score after the bye, really look at them.
Yep.
The New Orleans game shouldn't have been that close, and the Atlanta game shouldn't have been that close either.
Appreciate the call, buddy. So a couple of things on that. I'd have to go back and watch really closely to see, does another back get more? But I know that his yards over expected in that New Orleans game was really bad, and he went 21 for 65. You rarely see that line.
And let me add, a 22-yarder is mixed in there that was really a reception, but they called it a run because it was just backwards enough.
Right. So it's basically 20 for 40.
It was worse than, exactly, it was worse than even that.
It was one of his least productive, efficient games here. And then he mentioned Atlanta. I didn't have as big an issue that night particularly, but the point is the point. And it was that way for the second half of the season. I remember ad nauseum we were talking about what he was averaging after he missed a couple of games in weeks 9 and 10 at the Giants and against the Steelers. From really that point forward when he came back, his season average was down around 3 yards per carry, and the stretch of the year was barely over 2.5. So Mark's point is correct. Had they have run the ball better, had they have gotten more from the position, those games aren't as close. He's kind of putting it on B-Rob, and maybe that's fair. I'm just saying it's true that they need to get more out of running back. And I've said for a long time, singles aren't good enough in today's NFL about chunk yardage. He was 89th. That's what he ranked. 89th in the percentage of his runs that turned into 10-plus yards since they got him. I'm sorry. I need guys that can hit that crease and turn it into 14 to 17. That was not his skill set.
No, and we're kind of, you know, we're saying things in a nice way here. You put the data points out. He just wasn't that good. You know what I mean? And there's probably a system and a scheme where it would favor him and his numbers and some of those intangible things or metrics for judgment would look better for him. This is not that. Running out of the shotgun from flat foot, it's just not his skill set. And it's not as if he's got so much juke and vision and ability to make people miss and wiggle. And those things just aren't there for him. They need a different style runner. They needed a more effective version of what he is, in fact. And I think they found that in Chris Rodriguez, which is why I happen to believe still Rodriguez is going to lead the running back group in carries. But that remains to be seen. That's a fun sports debate to have.
What about the other point he made? I want to get to this. That Mark, I thought, made a really good observation. He said, I wish they would have done this earlier in the offseason.
Me too.
Or maybe he was surprised they didn't. This is kind of what I was getting to in the first segment. At the end of the season, I would have told you there was like a 10% chance that Brian Robinson is their lead first and second down back at the beginning of next year. But what I would have said was they will be drafting a guy early. I really liked Travion Henderson. There were other backs in the draft.
Yep.
You and I argued about can you take one in the first round or not. I would have been perfectly fine doing that, by the way. But take one in the first couple of rounds who's explosive and hits home runs, can strike up the band, or sign somebody. I'm okay with that, too. Now, I'm not giving them Saquon Barkley money. I don't need to go sign a superstar, but sign an upgrade, which they also didn't do. So then you fast forward to the start of camp, and it's the same group with Krosky Merritt, and I think most of us just said, well, they chose not to. It's B-Rob again.
Yeah, so that's why I've been surprised by all this, because their offseason told me, here we go again, we're just running B-Rob back, and the fix was the offensive line.
But that was the main tweet. Is it weird that they didn't do anything at some point?
Yes, it is to me. So what I always try to do, when we talk about this a million times with Rivera and the Marty and Marty and Martin and Marty and Marty, and Marty running the team, was I try to think along with you. Like, if I see what you're doing, and then A leads to B, which leads to C, whether I agree or not is a fun sports debate. But I need to understand it. And there were too many times where I go, I just don't understand. I don't get it. I think you made one move, and then the next they go, well, let's try this. It just felt like it was never planned. This kind of feels that way to a degree. And I know in the first segment I did a lot of complimenting of them, and I do, by the way. Now that he's out of favor, great job getting something. This move is very, very good. But one plus one doesn't equal two here. You had a whole offseason to look and address and upgrade. And again, I'm not saying you had to go out, to your point, and do a $12 million a year running back or win the bidding for Najee Harris or you know, Javonte Williams or J.K. Dobbins or whatever. you could have done something more than a seventh rounder who played one game last year. Now, it turns out he might be the real deal. And if so, you could pat yourself on the back and say, we were geniuses. We knew it all along. But if you really knew it, you wouldn't have waited to the seventh round because anybody could have done that. And
also, we don't know anything about Kroski Merritt. We all like what we see, but he hadn't taken a carry in the league yet.
No, of course not. And I guess and that's my point is everybody's kind of putting the cart before the horse there. Again, I like him too. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is their fix for their running game, which last year was Jaden Daniels or bust in the second half of the year, was to improve the offensive line. Three new starters when you count one guy moving to another spot. So that to me was, okay, that's what was wrong with the running game. It's that we couldn't get a push. So now we'll have a new right tackle, a new left tackle. Our old left tackle is going to go to guard. That's going to fix it. Because that's what it looked like the fix was. And not only is that not the case, but they moved on from the guy that, you know, they were going to give 220-plus carries to last year.
In 20 minutes, right at 3 o'clock, an AI generator put together predictions for the entire NFL season. I want to go through those to see what we feel like the computer thinks a lot differently than human beings on. So that's coming up at 3. Next, though, Qadri Ismail was a 10-year NFL wide receiver who caught over 350 passes in the National Football League. He was on with the Junkies this morning, and they asked him about Terry McLaurin and how much time he needs on the practice field to get ready. What he said was really surprising and, frankly, might worry you a little bit. You should hear this. We'll play it for you next. We are at Honor Brewing in Fairfax on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At 3:30, you'll hear from Matt Maiocco, who covers the Niners in San Francisco. Why were they willing to give up a sixth-round pick for Brian Robinson today? What are their plans for B-Rob this season in Kyle Shanahan's offense? That's coming up at 3:30. Top of the hour, we'll look at what an AI-generated bot, I don't know, what do you call these things, went through the NFL and made predictions for every team. What do they think of Washington? What do they think of the other clubs around the National Football League? There's some big-time surprises in there we'll get into. But today, Junkies had Kadre Ismail on. He covers the Ravens, has been involved in their preseason broadcasts, played in Baltimore for several years as a 10-year NFL wide receiver. So you would imagine, Danny, he's got good insight on how quickly a wide receiver can ramp up and be ready, how many days on the practice field it might take for a guy like Terry McLaurin to feel confident to start a season at full speed.
Yeah, certainly. He played the position. His son is trying to make the Las Vegas Raiders right now, by the way. He's been an analyst for a long time. That's a pretty good mind when it comes to what's it like in the locker room, what's it like then, what's it like now, what does it take, etc. And I heard this morning, and I went, oh, no.
So he did not go as adamantly against the idea that, like, McLaurin can't start fast as I thought when you originally told me to listen to this, but he certainly made the case over and over again that the amount of time McLaurin has missed and how deep we are on the calendar now on August 22nd is going to be a factor in his season. Like, there's no way that you just won't notice it come September, which seems jarring. But let's play this clip again. This is a chunk of Kadre Ismail on with the Junkies earlier today here on The Fan.
I think the endurance as the season goes on, maybe week four, he'll be like full go, no worries, let's get it. But I think 8 days just to like get him involved, however many snaps that looks like, but those snaps are going to be critical. So if it's, you know, 20 snaps, then that's all he needs. Go ahead, he's going to show out.
So you'd say if he comes in, let's just say with 2 weeks or less, that's just basically where we're at, you wouldn't expect him, no matter how great a shape he is, to get a full load of snaps in week one already.
It's not that I wouldn't expect it. I think it's a scenario where do I put all my eggs in one basket for week one, or am I looking at the long haul of the season? I want him to ramp up into the season. I need him later in the year where that's when it matters. I think that's the issue you run into with contract negotiations that have gone too far into training camp slash now.
So it's already gone too far. It's already going to impact the regular season now.
Agreed. You're absolutely right.
So that's what he said. This is what I heard. He needs 8 days or so of practice time to get on the field. And when he does, after 8 days, you probably are going to have to put him on a pitch count to make sure that he is not overextending himself. It could be a month before he's all the way back to being himself. You're talking about 4 weeks, four games into the season at that point. And then lastly, what I heard was they're not going to be able to put too much on him too fast. You have to be really careful, or else you're risking some type of injury or not having him at his peak late in the year when it matters the most.
Exactly right. So the year is already affected. And this is kind of the drum I've been beating. I'm not Kadre Ismail. I don't know exactly. It's one of those floating things. Some guys need 9 days. Some guys need 21. I have no clue. I know this. To that point, it's already too late for Terry to be Terry in week one. It's already too late for him to be Terry in week two, because week two is only 4 days after week one. So you're now talking about a diminished version, and that's if he's able to avoid some of the injury pitfalls that have claimed other guys who have gone through these holdouts that have lasted through the preseason, training camp, etc. And you're now at risk of derailing something. I mean, again, you're looking at their schedule, and you'd go, as good an opportunity as you have to get off to a decent start here against a Giants team that, you know, is picking in the top five, I think they'll be better, but at the same time, the whole world expects them to win. Well, you don't have Terry McLaurin. Let's say the offense isn't particularly good. You know, weird samples, weird things happen in week one anyway. Now you're talking about games where you're trying to harvest some things. Giants, Packers, Raiders, Falcons, whom you'll be competing with likely, in all likelihood, for a playoff spot down there. If Terry McLaurin is not himself for those games, how sure are we the offense is good? I'm hopeful that Kingsbury's got enough designs. The Deebo Samuel's enough of a factor. The Jaden Daniels is incredible. I'm aware of all the factors and all the different things, but it's something I would rather not have to see. And according to Ismail and kind of my gut feeling without any of the experience, we're already going to see it. We're not going to have – if Terry McLaurin plays, it's in name only. It's not Terry, the 100% version.
So that seems intuitive to me, and not to say common sense, right, because I don't know that that is the common refrain. But it would seem obvious that when you haven't done anything all August, basically, there's no way on September 7th you're just going to be yourself. I guess the only thing I would push back on or offer is I don't necessarily need him to be Terry McLaurin right away, as long as he can make an impact in whatever limited reps he's getting. So in other words, Danny, if they're giving him a pitch count of 20 snaps, does one of those turn into a huge conversion on like a 3rd-and-13 where he makes a catch and breaks a tackle and picks up 15? Does he go 2 grabs, 39 yards with a 26-yard touchdown? If he's making a significant play, if he's making a really helpful contribution on a 15-20 snap basis where, you know, he's still the most important player on the outside on the team, pretty obviously, and he's taking some attention away from other things, he could still help you. But, yeah, we are unequivocally at a point where if you're hoping for 6 grabs and 110 yards in the first game of the season where he just looks like Terry McLaurin from last year in the playoffs against Detroit running through arm tackles, that's not the betting favorite anymore.
Right.
It's probably very, very unfair to expect that or ask that of him based on what he has done to this point. Speaking of whether or not the Commanders offensively can start fast, they're going to have to put some hay in the barn early this season with their schedule to get where they want to go. What does an AI-generated prediction for the Commanders look like and for the rest of the NFL? I want to go through the divisions and see what we agree with and disagree with most. We'll do that next. We are out and about in Fairfax at Honor Brewing today. Honor Brewing is where we're going to be doing our post-game shows for 2 hours before kickoff. All season long on 106.7 The Fan. We're giving away tickets today to the preseason game with the Ravens tomorrow, raffling off 4 tickets, in fact. So if you are in the area, come on out, say hello, fill out a card to get these tickets, and one of our listeners is going to the game on us. Grant and Danny with you on The Fan, taking you up to 6:15.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.